This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, December 9th. Okay, so we got the PPI report out, and it's falling. But the main reason the PPI is falling is there were big gains over a year ago. So we're cutting off some huge gains from October 2021. And so the rate's naturally falling. So the PPI fell from 8.1 to 7.4%. The core rate fell from 5.4 to 4.9%. But the PPI was a little higher than some economists expected. And the main reason that happened is, although wholesale energy prices fell 3.3% in November, food prices actually rose 3.3%. Furthermore, service input costs remained stubbornly high, and they were up 0.8%. So, and in October, they only up 0.2%, and that was the biggest gain in several months. So, service costs are a problem, food costs were a problem, and the PPI came in a little higher than expected, but it is cooling off. So the reaction on that today in the bond market is bond yields went up just a bit, but the 10-year yield's 3.52. And so we're still on track for the Fed to raise rates next week and then hopefully hit the pause button as they watch the consequences of their rate hikes. You know, this is the fastest they've raised rates ever. So we wanna see what the consequences are. And but the fact that the bond market is cooling off and yields have fallen dramatically is a big deal, okay? And so we should keep our eye on that. There's a couple other interesting things going on today. You know, Europe finally had a cold snap. You know, the jet stream does oscillate. And now that Europe is cold, their natural gas demand went up 44% last week. So guess what? They filled up their gas storage facilities, but they don't have a lot. So they're unloading all those LNG tankers in Europe. So Europe has enough gas. So that's good. That's good for our LNG stocks and natural gas stocks. And the other thing is Mr. Putin had a little chat today about the price caps and basically implied that Russia's going to be cutting production. But obviously, whatever Mr. Putin says, we don't really trust, okay? And the Russian oil is heavy sour crude, okay? And that gets discounted well below the WTI crude, okay? So it'll be interesting. So there's the heavy sour stuff that Russia has. There's WTI, which is West Texas Intermediate. And then there's the light sweet Brent crude that a lot of countries prefer to refine, especially in Europe. So it'll be interesting to see if they're going to keep selling oil, because they set the price cap at $60. And even though the market for heavy sour crude is above that, you know, it's possible Russia might comply with a few countries that need it. And so we'll see. And of course, they're going to be exporting the oil via these shadow tanker fleet. And of course, they can sell all the oil they want to India and China, and then they'll refine it. And in fact, the UAE and Saudi were buying Russian oil and then using it for electricity generation. But they can also refine it and resell it as refined product. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. The G7 price cap on Russian oil basically banned insurance and stuff for companies that are not complying with the price cap. So it caused a bit of a tanker backlog because Turkey was checking the insurance on all the tankers. So interesting times we're in, but all I can tell you is that today was the first good news on the inflation front. Not as good as the economists wanted, but show that inflation is decelerating. We're going to get the CPI report on Tuesday, and then we're going to get the Fed's rate hike on Wednesday, and then I'm expecting a fairly dovish FOMC statement. I just need the Fed to say one of three words. I need them to say their parity, which they probably won't say, near neutral, or better yet, that they'll wait. They want to wait and observe. And they've said that before, and it'd be nice if they could say it in that FOMC statement. So if we get a dovish FOMC statement, then we can launch because we know the Fed is at or near the end. The bond market yields, again, have come down dramatically. They were over 4.2% in the 10-year Treasury. Today, they're a little above 3.5%. So we're going to be okay here, folks. A lot of the uncertainty is going to get out of the way, okay? As simple as that. One other thing that's notable, and we own the stock, or my family owns it, and we own it in managed accounts. Costco did announce that their sales were pretty good from what I can see. You know, Costco's a massive gasoline retailer. So when gasoline prices go down, they're going to impact their sales. But I was very impressed by their same-store sales. I know their online sales aren't as strong as they have been. But Costco does sell a lot of big-ticket durable goods, you know, TVs and things. So it's going to be fascinating to see retail spending this holiday season. Based on previous months, it looked a little stronger than we thought. So we'll see. But the bottom line today was the first good news on inflation. And we'll get more on Tuesday and Wednesday, hopefully, with a dovish FOMC statement. And then the market will be fine. In the meantime, our energy stocks are firming up because it's cold in Europe, got natural gas up, and then Mr. Putin implied that he might cut production, but again, let's watch and see what actually happens. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.